Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dun Kestenbaum. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Beis. We will begin with the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, as we are a little bit behind. The Mishnah says, Yavam Katan Sheba'a Yevama Ketana, that a Yavam who's a Katan who has Bia with a Yavam who's a Ketana, Yigdulu Zemze, they should grow older with one another. They are permitted to stay together until they are older. And the Gemara asks a question, Kari Kan Lahakim Lahakiv Shem. The Pasuk says that the mitzvah of Yibam is to uphold the name of his brother, of the deceased brother, to have children from the Yavama. So how do we allow Yibam of a Katan with a Katana? The Katan is not Rai Lahakim Achiv Shem. The Pashtus of this Gemara is that the Gemara is going like the opinion in Sanhedrin on Daf Samaches Amabez, the opinion of Rabbah, that a Katan Eina Mailet, that a child under Bar Mitzvah is not able to have children. And the Gemara is asking, so therefore how could a Katan do Yibam? And Abayi answers, Amar Kra Yavama Yavo Alea Koldu. Her Yavam should have Bia with her Koldu. Yavama is Mashma, even if he is a Katan. How do we see that Yavama, her Yavam, implies even Koldu? So Taisa Rush writes, from the fact the Pasuk doesn't say, the Acha Meis Yavo Alea, the brother of the Meis, shall have beer with her. The brother of the mace would imply, Zakta Taisa Rush, that he is a gadol, that he is bar mitzvah like the brother who passed away. Yavama, saying her Yavam, comes to include even if he is a katan. The Marsha over here points out that the Gemara Abaye is not learning out from here that the katan is mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam, and he is kainahar, even when he is a katan, because we said earlier that the Gemara in Tzadi Vavam Abayis, that the bia of a katan only works like maimer, it only works mita rabbanan, like Taisa says in Kiddushin on Daf Yates Amin Aleph. The Marsha assumes like the Shita of Taisus, however, we know, we've mentioned earlier, that this is a big machlekes rishayim. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Yates Amud Aleph darshins the pasuk ish asher yinaf as eshes ish. Then a man that's mizana with eshes ish, he's chayiv misa. And the Gemara says ish prad la eshes katan, that one is pater if he's mizana with the wife of a katan. And the Gemara explains, Ravashi explains, that the Pasuk is talking about is coming to exclude a case of a Yavam ben Tisha Shanav Yom Echad Abaye Vimtai. It's coming to exclude a case of a Katan who did Yibam. Taisvis over there understands, as well as a Rashba over there, that this Mia, this exclusion, that one is Pater from being Mizana with the wife of a Yavam who's a Katan, is coming to teach us that there is no Kenyan Daraisa of a Yavam, that a Yavam who's 9 years old and a day is not kinda the Yavama until he is Bar Mitzvah, and that's why one is Pater for being Mizana with the Eshes Katan. According to these Rishayim, Zakter Masha, that the Drash of Abaye of Yavama Yava Alea is not to say that he is kainahar as a katan, because he is not kainahar, as we saw from the miyat of Eshes Ish. Rather, Abai is learning out a heter, that it's mutter for him to have bia with her. However, Rashi over there in Kiddushin and Daf Yutasam and Aleph, and this as well as the sheet of the Ramban earlier on Daf Tzadi Vav, is that really a Yavam who's a Katan is kind of her Midaraisa. And the Gemara in Kiddushin is only a Miyat in a Chi of Misa, that one who is Mizana with the Eishes Yavam who's a Katan is Nismayit from a Chi of Misa. However, he is kind of her Midaraisa. He is married to her on a Daraisa level. And according to this, the Ramban explains that which the Gemara says earlier in Tzadi Vavam Abayis, that the Rabbana made the B.S. Ben Tess like a Mayim Rebbe Gadol. It's not like Taisvis said it's an upgrade, that the Rabbana treated the B.S. Ben Tess that it should be Kaina Mita Rabbana like a Mayim Rebbe Gadol. But on the contrary, it's a downgrade. Mita Raisa, he should be Kaina her completely. But the Rabbana downgraded the Bia of the Ben Tess, and they treated it that it only is considered like the Maimer of a Gadol. According to this Mahalech, according to Rashi, the Ramban, that the Yibum of Katan is Kainahar, we could learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that according to Abai, Abai is saying Yivama Yavo Allah, that he's Kainahar, even though he is only a Katan. And the night of Yehuda in Evan Ezer Chelak Beis Madur Kama Simon Nun Dalit, he actually says that this Gemara is a very strong raya against the sheet of Taisvis, because the pasuk that we're darshening to include a katan, the pasuk says Yivama Yavala. The pasha says that this pasuk is coming to be marbe, is coming to be a reboy in the kinyan of Yibam. It's not just coming to be a heter that he's allowed to have bia with her. And the Na'i Yehuda says that even though Rava, who brings a different drasha than Abaye, Rava brings a drasha of kiyeshvu achim yachdav afilu ben yom echad, that the woman falls to Yibam even if the brother's only a day old, Rava l'chayra, there's no makar that he is kinder when she is bentes. According to Rava, we're just bringing a raya that she falls to Yibam and she is mutares lay, and she's mutter to him from the time that he is a kata. So one could say that these rishainim are going according to Rava. So Naidibita says the pasha says Rava and Abaye don't argue. And Zakta Naidi Bihuda, that Rava agrees to Abaye, that Yavama Yavo Allah comes to teach us that a katan who's ben tes is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibam. Rava was just saying that even without the pasuk of Yavama Yavo Allah, she would not be usher to the katan, because it's impossible that she should be usher and then afterwards become mutares. But Rava would agree to the din of Abaye of Yavama Yavo Allah that a katan ben tes is kind of her with Yibam. What will Taisus hold? Taisus Achara will hold that since we have the miyut of the Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Yates of Eishes Ish Prat Leishes Katan, which Taisus understands is a miyut that there is no Kiddushin Daraisa, there is no marriage Daraisa to a katan. So al karchach, it must be the drasha Yavama Yavala is only coming as a heter, not to teach us that he's actually kind to her, even though in the pashas of the Korah, it's talking about the mitzvah, the kinyan of Yibam. It's kedai to point out that in the Rambam, there's a big machlekes achreinim as to what the Rambam shita is. Does the Rambam hold like the Shita of Rashi and the Ramban, that a katan is kind of her in Yibam Midaraisa, or does he hold like the Shita of Taitzvis and the Rashba, that it's only Midarabana? The Na'i de Bihuda over there brings a raya that the Rambam holds like the Shita of Rashi and the Ramban, because the Rambam in Hilchos Esurei Bia, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, The Rambam writes that someone who's mezana with the wife of a katan, even a katan who is a yavam, he is pater. And the Rambam writes that if he was a mezid, then he gets makas mardus. He gets malchus midarabana. So Zaktanai de Yehuda, if we hold like the Shita of Taisvis and the Rashba, that the Kinyan of the Yavam is only midarabanan, so why does the Rambam write that he only gets malchus midarabanan? Since midaraisa, it's as if she didn't have bia at all, there was no yibam at all. So Mamela, she's still a Yavam Lashuk, and having bia with her would violate the law of Lasia Eishas Amesa Chutza, and he should get Malkus Midaraisa. So it must be, Zaktanai de Behuda, that the Rambam holds like the Shita of Rashi and the Ramban, that Midaraisa, he was kind to her, and therefore there's no law of Lasia Eishas Ames HaChutza. It's very interesting that the Or Sameach, in Hilchus Yibam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, he brings a raya from this Rambam, Pum Fakert. He says, why does the Rambam only say he's Chayiv Makus Mardos? If he held, like the Shita of Rashi and the Ramban, that it's only a Miyat from a Chayiv Misa for the person that's Mizana with the Eishas Yavam who's a Katan, so then he should still be Chayiv the Karban. In a case where he did it b'shegeg, because there'd still be a chiyuv kares for the eishes ish. The Einig Yantif as well, in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, also learns that the Rambam Shita is like Taisvis and the Rashba, that the Kinyan is only midarabanan. He's medayik the Rambam in Hilchus Yibam v'Chalitza, where the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha tezayin, that a bia spentesha ina kaina kinyan gamer, that the bia of the 9-year-old is not kaina kinyan gamer. It's mashma zok the einig yantif that it's not kaina even midaraisa, a real complete kinyan, and he is marcha. He pushes off the raya of the Nai de Behuda, that the reason why the Rambam only says that he's chayiv makus mardos and he's not chayiv for the love of Losia Eishas Ames HaChutza is because the Rambam is talking about a case where his older brother, who was a gadol, did Chalitza after this Yavam, who was a katan, did Bia, did Yibam, and that released her from the love of Losia Eishas Ames HaChutza. The Nai de Behuda mentions such a possible dichoy and says it's a very big daichek to say that the Rambam was talking. In that case, the Rambam doesn't say anything. Going further to the next halacha of the Mishnah says that a Yavama that says within 30 days, Leinivalti, that the Yavam who took her into his house did not have Bia with her. Kaifin Isai Shayach Leitzla. We believe her, and we force the Yavam to do Chalitza. So even though the Yavam is arguing, and the Yavam says Ba'alti, that he did do Bia, nonetheless, we believe her, and we force him to do Chalitza. However, La'achar Shleishim Yoyim, after 30 days, Mivakshin Heimenu Shiach Letzla, we only ask him to do Chalitza. After 30 days, we say that like Muki Inish Anafshe Milivo, that a person wouldn't hold back from having Bia for more than 30 days. And therefore we believe him that he did Yibam. Nonetheless, since she says that Lainivalti, and we have a concept of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Desura, that a person who says they're Aser in something, they can Aser themselves. And since she's saying that Yibam was not done, and therefore a get would not suffice, she still needs Chalitza to permit her. So we ask him to do Chalitza in order to permit her to get remarried. The Birchas Avram over here asks a very strong question. He says that even before 30 days, why do we believe her when she says, Leinevalti, there's no chazaka, there's certainly no chazaka that he did not have bia before 30 days. It's just after 30 days, there is a positive chazaka that he did have bia with her. So why do we believe her over him? He says balti, she says lo nevalti. What's her kayach of nemanis that we believe her, that we can force him to do chalitza? And the Birchas Avraham wants to suggest that ina chanami, this is just a takanas chachamim, this is a takana derabanan, that in such a case, before 30 days, we believe her to force him to do chalitza. L'chaira, this idea of the Birchas Avraham can help us understand Shitas Rashi in the Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis, Ar Daf. The Gemara says on Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Ba'i minei hain breder of Nachman, mider of Nachman, hain the son of Rav Nachman, Asher of Nachman, tsarasa mahu. What's the halacha of this lady's tsara? This lady says, Leinevalti, the one that the Yavam took in, says she did not have bia. What's the halacha of the tzara? Amar lei, Rav Nachman said back, v'chim b'nei shanu kaifin u'mevakshin te'aser tzara. Just because we force him or ask him to do chalitza, would we aser the tzara? The pashas of this Gemara, and this is the way Rashi explains, is that we're going on both cases of our Mishnah. The case of Kaifin and Mevakshin. The case of Kaifin, which is where she says, Leinevalti, while within 30 days. And the case of Mevakshin, where it's after 30 days. And the Gemara says that just because we force the Yavam to do Chalitza before 30 days are over, nonetheless, we're not going to aser the tzara. And Rashi says, because the girl herself, we say, shavia nafsha chaticha desura, but that's not going to aser the tzara. And Rashi writes, the chazaka kindness is a isha bayil altar. Because there's a chazaka that someone who takes a lady into his house is bayil altar, has bia right away. And this Rashi is very tzarech ian. Our Mishnah taught us that within 30 days, we forced the Yavam to do chalitza l'chaira because we believe her. So it's not only shavi anav shechaticha desur because we're forcing the Yavam to do chalitza as opposed to after 30 days where we only ask the Yavam to do chalitza. Yet Rashi writes in explaining this Gemara that nonetheless, the tzara does not become aser. Klapi the tzara, we assume that he did have bia, and we assume that yibam was done. Why? I thought we said, within 30 days, she is nemena, she is believed. So according to the Birchas Avraham, we have a plan, we have a teretz, that ein achinami, even within 30 days, it's a special halacha, that she is believed, but only for herself, that we force the Yavam to do chalitza, but it's not a real nemanis in halacha, and even within 30 days, the tzara is going to be permitted, because adarabah, there's a chazaka, the assumption is that even right away, even before 30 days, the assumption is that Yibam was done. We mentioned that according to Rashi, even though within 30 days, if she says, Leinevalti, we believe her that we force the Yavam to do Chalitza, that is only for her, herself. However, for her Tzara, she is not believed, and her Tzara would not require Chalitza, because Chazaka, Hakainis es Aisha, Bayal Alter, the Chazaka is that the Yavam did do Bia. L'chara, according to Rashi, this is only where the Yavam is saying Ba'alti. If the Yavam says Ba'alti, and she says Leinevalti, so then we only believe her, Legabi herself, but not legabi the tzara, and the tzara does not require chalitza. What happens if the yavam also says loy ba'alti? Then it's mavur and Rashi in the sugya that even the tzara would require chalitza, and we would not rely on this chazaka. Where do we see this? Because Rashi says on the Braisa on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where she says Nevalti that he did do Yibam, Vahu Aymer Loi Baalti, and he says he did not have beer with her. Hareza Yaitzi Beget, she goes out with a get. We believe her, and she does not require Chalitza. And Rashi writes, La'acher Shloishim Kai. Rashi writes that we're talking about where it's past 30 days. It's mashma mavur in Rashi, that only after 30 days do we believe her against him, and we believe her that nivalti. However, before 30 days are over, if the husband says lo baalti, even though she's arguing, and she says nivalti, we are going to believe him that lo baalti, and she would require Chalitza. So Zakhtar Rush and Simon Yud over here, that Kol Shekein, in a case where she and the Yavam both say that they did not have Bia, and it's before 30 days, certainly in such a case, we're going to believe them, and the Tzara would require Chalitza. The Rambam in Hilchas Yibam v'Chalitza, Perek Beis, Halacha Hei, is Mavur, not like Rashi. The Rambam writes that if she says Nevalti, and he says Loi Baalti, he says he did not do Yibam, Eina Tzricha Chalitza, she does not require Chalitza, She'ein Zeh Neman L'Yisrael Kol Adam Achas Shekansa, because he's not going to be believed to Asa her after he was Kainasar. So it's Mavur in the Rambam that even before 30 days, we do not believe him to say Lo Baalti against her, and we would believe her that she is Nevalti. And the Magen Mishnah says over there that the same thing would be, that the Rambam would hold that in a case where both the man and the lady both said that they did not have Bia, the Tzara would not be Aser, because we put her on the chazaka, that the chazak is that Akaina Sa'isha Baila Alter, the chazak is that he does Yibam, has beer right away, and the tzara would not need chalitza, even though both he and her say that they did not have bia, not like Shitas Rashi. Taisvis over here has a third Shita. And Taisvis has a shita that the tzara is only muteres in a case where it's after 30 days. After 30 days, there we say that the tzara is going to mutter because leimukim inish anashe. But before 30 days, then the tzara would be asura, the tzara would be aser. And this would fit well with the pashtus of the sugya. And the pashtus of our Mishnah, that before 30 days, when she says loy nevalti, she's actually nemenis completely, and therefore even nemenis for her tzara, and the tzara would require chalitza as well. Moving forward to the third halacha, third case of the Mishnah teaches us an ideras hana miyivama, that a lady that asks herself from getting hana from the yavam b'chaye bala while her husband is still alive, kaifin aisai sheyachlitzla, we force him to do chalitza. He is not able to do yibam because of the nether, so we force him to do chalitza. However, la'achar misas bala, if she makes the nether after her husband passes away, then it's clear her intention is to stop the brother from doing Yibam, and therefore only Mevakshin Heimenu Shiach Lutzla, We ask him to do chalitza. We do not force him to do chalitza. There's a very yesidistic Rashba, actually the first Rashba on the Masechta, where the Rashba discusses why there is a need for chalitza altogether. We have a klal, the Gemara earlier on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Kol Ayla Liyibim Ayla Lechalitza, V'chol She'ein Ayla Liyibim Ein Ayla Lechalitza. That any lady that's not fit for Yibim, she does not need chalitza either. So since this lady is not fit for Yibim because of her neder, so there should be no need for chalitza either. Kol She'ein Ayla Liyibim Ein Ayla Lechalitza. So then the Rashba says that no, that's only by an Isser Erva of when the lady herself is Asser to the husband. However, when there's a Davert study, when there's something on the side that's causing her to be Asser, like in our case, where the Isser Neder is causing her to be Asser, over there, we do not apply the rule of kol she'ena ayla liyibam, ena ayla lechalitza. And the Rashba from here, from our Mishnah, brings a raya that the same halacha would be in a case that the Rishayim discuss in the beginning of the Masechta, Taisus on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, in a case where, let's say, someone divorced the lady on condition that she does not marry Reuven. So the halacha is she's divorced, but she's not able to marry Reuven, because if she marries Reuven, then the divorce will be retroactively uprooted. And after she receives this divorce, she goes ahead and marries Reuven's brother, Shimon. And then Shimon passes away without having any children. So now it will be an issue of erva to Reuven, because if Reuven would do Yibam, it would uproot the original divorce of her first husband, and there should be a problem of erva. And the Rashba writes over there that that's not considered an erva to pater the tzara, because right now she's not an erva. It's only if he would do Yibam, then she would become an erva. And furthermore, the Rashba continues and writes that even she herself would require chalitza, and we would not apply the rule of kol she'ena ayla liyibam, ayna ayla lechalitza, because over here, since it's something else causing her to be aser, there's no iser erva on her right now. It would be similar to our Mishnah. He brings our Mishnah as a proof that just like our Mishnah, where she's not able to do yibam because of the neder, she still requires chalitza. So to over here, where she's not able to do yibam because of this condition that will uproot the original marriage to her first husband, so that does not cause a din of kol she'ena ayla liyibam, ayna ayla lechalitza. The Achrayinim go to town on this Rashba. It sounds like the Rashba is saying that the reason why this lady in our Mishnah requires chalitza, even though she's not ayla liyibam, is because there's a side iser here. There's an iser neder, which is not an iser that comes from the lady herself. Frekt the Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Yibam Chalitza, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, that even if there's an iser on the lady herself, for example, an almana from an Nisuin that falls to Yibam to a Kayin Gadol, where she's not able to do Yibam because the almana has both a lav and a say on her, like the Gemara explains over there. Nonetheless, there's a special riboy from the Pasuk of Yevimto that there's a chiv chalitza on her. So here you have a lady that's Asura Machmas Atzma, Machmas, her own Isser, not a side Isser, and yet there's a special riboy that she's chayiv in chalitza, and a special riboy that by chayiv ilav and vasei, we don't say kol she'ena ayla liyibam, ayna ayla lechalitza. So Mimela, it's Pashut to explain why in our Mishnah, by the case of Neideres, by the lady that makes a neder, that there's a Chiyuv Chalitza, because she's not any worse than the case of Amana Minanasuin. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a side Isser. And we have no Raya Bechlau to the case of tonight, where even though it's not a direct Isser that comes from her, but bottom line, there's an Isser Erva looming over her. What's a Shaychis to the case of our Mishnah? Comes the Avnei Meluim in Simen Kufay and Dalet and says a different understanding, Meridik Pshat in the Rashba. He says that the Rashba's Raya from Neideres is not merely from the fact that there's an Isser Neder upon her. There's much more over here. Because the Rashba Shita Mevor in the Sugya over there on Daf Chaf is that a lady that's not Oyla Liyibam, because let's say there's a Chi of Lav and Asay on her, like Amana from Nisuin, it's not only that there's a Chi of Lav and Asay on her anymore. Once she's not fit for Yibam, it'll be Chayzer the Isser Eshesach. The Torah gave a heter for the mitzvah of Yibam, that there's no problem of Erev of Eshesach, which is usually a Chive Krisas. However, the Rashba holds in a case where she's not fit to do Yibam because of other Isurim upon her, Mimela, there's no mitzvah saseh of Yibam, and the Chiv of Eshesach will be Chayzer on her. It'll be a Chiv Krisas. This as well is the Shita of the Taisa Rosh on the Afgilmum base. And what the Rashba is saying is that by the case of Neideres, granted, there's the Isser Lav and Asay of Nedarim, but also there should be a problem of Eshesach, because once she's not fit for Yibam, the Isser Eshesach will be Chayzer. So Memela, why don't we say Kol She'ein Oyla Liyibam, Ein Oyla L'Chalitza, because she's not Oyla Liyibam, of a chi of krisas, must be that we don't say the klal of kol she'ein alim ein alachalitza when the isser eshesach or when the isser erva doesn't come directly from her. It only comes a result of something else. So too, by the case of Tanai, the beautiful raya, the case of Tanai, even though if he would do yibam ter, it would be chayzer the isser of eshes ish from her original marriage, now that the condition is broken. Nonetheless, since right now there's no Isser Erva, it's only indirectly brought about, so we don't say the klal of Kol She'ein Aliyibam Ein Alechalitza, just like we don't say the klal on the Nedares, even though the Eishes Ach is going to be come back on her, since there's no mitzvah of Yibam, Machmas, the Neder. The Avnei Meluim says, why did the Rashba have to bring the Mishnah of Neideres? He could have brought the Mishnah earlier on Chafa ben Aleph of the case of Amana to Kain Gadol, like we said. So on that, Avni Mulum says that since one could explain the Mishnah that the Chi of Chalitza of Amana to Kain Gadol is only Midar Abanan, a Gzeira Atu, a case where she falls from Erisin, where there's an Asay Dai Chalais Asay, and there would be a Chi of Yibam and Chalitza Daraisa. So since we could explain that over there it's Darabanan, the Rashba brings our Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph, which is by Neideres, where there's no Gzeira to be made, and that's why he brings it from here. Moving forward, we're going to go to the top of Kuf Yud Bezum at Aleph, where the Gemara asks an obvious question on the second halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if the Yavama said within 30 days, Lo Nivalti, Kaifin Aysai Shiach Letzla, we force him to do Chalitza. So the Gemara asks, Acha Kaifin Aysai Lachlaitz Nikhfen Eliyabi, why are we forcing him specifically to do Chalitza? Why is he not allowed to do Yibam? There's no issues here, other than the fact that the Yavama says that Bia was not done yet, so let's force him to do Yibam. Why does the Mishnah say we force him to do chalitza. And Amar Rav answers, Bishagita yotze mitachas yada. We're talking about where she is holding a get. The Yavam has given her a get, and therefore he's not able to do Yibam. And that's why the Mishnah says that we force him to do Chalitza. The Ritva asks a beautiful question. Since we're saying that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Yavam gave her a get, and therefore is not able to do Yibam anymore, so then why does the Mishnah say that after 30 days, if she says, Lai Nivalti, in such a case, we don't force him to do Chalitza, we only ask from him to do Chalitza. Bishleima, before our Gemara, where we assumed there was no get involved, so we understand that we don't force him to do Chalitza, because he could say that I already did Yibam to her, and I want to stay married to her. And therefore, we only could ask him to do Chalitza, because we believe him that he already has done Yibam, because after 30 days, Lemukim Inesh Anafshe, we assume that he has done Yibam. However, now that we said we're talking about where he gave her a get, so Mimela, anyways, she is going to be usher to him, so why don't we force him to do Chalitza? Kaifin, I say, Almidas Stein, if the Yavam doesn't gain anything by not doing Chalitza, because anyways, he's not able to stay married to her since he gave her a get, so why wouldn't we force him to do Chalitza? There's a halacha of Kaifin, I say, Almidas Stein, that if a person doesn't lose anything and the other person is losing, so we force them to help the other person. And the Ritva answers, and then Muki Yosef as well over here brings this Ritva, that the man, the Yavam Ketaina, that even though he gave her a get and they're not married anymore, but maybe he could convince her to come back to him, and he doesn't want to do Chalitza, because once he does Chalitza, then he is Aser, he is never allowed to take her back. The Ritva is very, very shver. Rekiv Eger asks, Rekiv Eger is in Tshuvas, Madur Kama, Simon Tzadi Tes. Rekiv Eger asks that how can he take her back, even if he would convince her to come back? According to her words, according to her claim, she is not able to go back to him. Why? Because she says, Lai Nivalti, she says that she never had Yibam with him. Mimela, the get, is a regular get Yavamin. This get would stop him from doing Yibam, and the only way to break the Zika would be with Chalitza, and then he could never take her back. So there's a Shavi Nafshi Chaticha de Sura, even though, according to his claim, the way the Ritva learns the Sugya, is he claims he had bia with her, he did Yibam, and the get is a full-fledged get. But she's claiming there was never Yibam. The get was not a full-fledged get. The get was a get Yavamin. Memela, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Desura, he'll never be able to take her back. So the question still arises, why don't we force him to do Chalitza? What gain does he have? What does the Ritva mean that he could take her, that he can convince her to take her back after the get? Zakhtri Kiveger, Kiveger answers, and he says, Amiradika Yusait, a Chiddush. He says that we see from the Ritva that we do not say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Sura on an Isser de Rabbanan. Since the Isser of the get that stops Yibam is only de Rabbanan, we don't say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Sura, and he would be able to take her back if she would agree to go back to him after the get was given. And he brings that this is a sheet of the Ra'ah in the Bedek Abayis, that you don't say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Surah on an Isser de Rabbanan. This Shaila, whether you say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Surah by an Isser de Rabbanan, L'chaira is Tali in how we understand what is the Yisayid of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Surah. The famous Ksais in Siman Lamed Daled, Ayin Daled, the Ksais brings two possibilities for this halacha. The Ksais brings a pshat that it's a din of neder, that since the person says that this is aser to them, even though we don't really believe them, let's say they're edim or other reasons why we don't believe them, but nonetheless, it's like the person made a neder that this is aser to them. And the Ksais says another pshat, the Ksais himself holds, that the pshat is that's Xeris HaKasav, that we learn out from Kiyuzeh, by Hodas, Baldin, that it's Xeris HaKasav, that a person is Neman al Atzmai. The person has a special Nemanas, Klape themselves. So Lechora, if we understand Shavei Nafshei Chatichei D'Surah the first way, that it's a neder, the person's makabel on themselves an iser. So then l'chaira, it doesn't make sense to be mechalik between an iser darabanan or iser daraisa. Because either way, it's not the pshat that we're saying it's really aser. We're just saying that since the person thinks it's aser, the person is being makabel on themselves, the iser. So what's the difference if the halacha was a darabanan or daraisa? It's all based on what the person is makabel on himself. However, if we learn the Mahalik of the Ksais, that it's an emanus that the Torah gives a person klape themselves, so perhaps we could suggest that in a case where it's an Isser Durabanan, the Rabbanan did not apply, the Rabbanan did not grant the emanus, and the Rabbanan were lenient, and the Rabbanan did not apply the emanus to say, Shavei Nafshei Chatichei D'Surah. Still Tzarechin, why the Rabbanan would not apply the Nemanis of Shavi and Nafshei? Tzarechin. The Aruch Lener over here is Madcha, Rabbi Kivager's Raya. And the way the Aruch Lener wants to explain the Ritva is that he could convince her to come back after the get, and she possibly could have an Amasla, she could have a way to explain that when she said that Loi Nevalti, he never did beer with her, he never did Yibam, she could say that she said it because she was angry at him, and it's not really true, really he did Yibam, and if she has a solid ground for her claim that she really never meant it, so then we would be able to believe her, and she would be able to go to the Yavam, and that's what the Ritva means, that he'd be able to take her back. It's kedai to point out that Taisus over here learns a different teretz to the Ritva's question as to why we don't force him to do chalitza even after 30 days. What does he lose by doing chalitza? And Taisus says that it's embarrassing to go through chalitza, that she spits in front of him, and we don't force him to do chalitza to be matir her, since it's embarrassing for him. According to that, so the Ritva's question, we have a different teretz for, and we don't have to say the yesite of the Ritva. Going forward in the Gemara brings a brisa as a kasha on Rav. Once again, Rav established the case of our Mishnah is talking about where she had a get in her hand. And that's why the Mishnah says we force him to do chalitza, not yibam. And the Gemara has a kasha from a brisa, because the brisa brings a case like our Mishnah, where she says, Loi nevalti, he did not perform yibam. And he argues, and he says, Baalti, that he did do yibam. And the brisa says, Tzarech get v'chalitza. The brisa says that she needs get and chalitza. So the Gemara is asking, if we're talking about a case where she had the get already, so why does the Braisa say she needs a get and chalitza? She already has a get. Rav Ami gives the first answer, and Rav Ami says that Eina Chanami, she did have a get already, and the Braisa means to say that besides the get, which she has already, she also requires chalitza as well. However, Rav Ashi gives a different answer. And Rav Ashi says that that get that she received, that get was a get yevamin. That was a get that was given before he ever did Bia. And the Bryce is saying that she requires a second get after the time where he had Bia. Now, when they're coming to Bezdin, she'll require a second get for the Bia. It's Mevur in Rashi, as the Rishayim bring, that Rashi holds that both the husband and the lady agree that this get was given before any Bia. Meaning, even according to the husband who says, the Yavam who says Ba'alti, he admits that he gave her the get before he ever did Yibam. Where do we see this in Rashi? Because Rashi in the Mishnah writes that we're talking about where she had a get Yivamin. It's Masha from Rashi that it's clear to us, to everyone, that this get was a get Yivamin. It was given before Yibam took place. Furthermore, Rashi on the top of the Amid, Rashi writes that the Havamin of the Gemara was that it was a regular get. Meduyak in Rashi that according to the Maskana, according to Rav Ashi, we're talking about where the get she's holding is clearly a get Yivamin, a get that was given before Yibam, which is only a get Derabanan, which passels her from Yibam. Many of the Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rashba, Ridva, all pounce on Rashi's pshat in the Sugya, and we'll speak out two of the strong questions they ask on Rashi. One question is that if we're talking about where the Yavam himself says that he gave her the get before he did Bia, so why does the Mishnah say, La'achar shleishim yayim, after 30 days, mevakshim heimeno sheyachlo itzla? We ask him to do chalitza. Why are we only asking him to do chalitza? Even according to his own words, even according to his own taina, that he did yibam, that ba'alti, but he admits it was only after the get. And the halacha is that yibam bia after the get, it ruins, it's a bia psula, it ruins the yibam on a derabanan level, and she still requires chalitza to be matar. So therefore, even lidvarav, she requires chalitza, and we should also force him to do chalitza. It would be a daichik to say that our Mishnah goes like Reb Nechemya Shita on the Mishnah Nunam Mebeis that holds that a bia psula does release her from a need for chalitza. That would be a very big daichik. We don't paskin like Reb Nechemya, and l'chora we'd have a problem of a machlekes v'achar kach stam. We have a machlekes in the Mishnah Nunam Mebeis. And over here, we would have a stam Mishnah like Reb Nechemya, and that would mean that the halacha should have to come out like Reb Nechemya, and we don't paskin like Reb Nechemya. Furthermore, another kasha the Rishayim ask is that why would we say after 30 days, we're only mevakshim heimeno sheyachlo itzla, we only ask him to do chalitza, because leimukya inish anavshei, the person would not be able, would not hold himself back from Bia more than 30 days. Frek the Ramban, why not? Over here, it's usur to have Bia. Once he gave her the get, it's usur for him to do Yibam. He says he did. He says he violated an Isser. But it was usur. So Mamela, there's no chazaka b'chlau to say that after 30 days, like Mukha Nishanafshe, he must have had Bia because this is a Bias Isser. So Adaraba, it's more logical to say he didn't have Bia. He didn't violate the Isser Dirabana. And because of these questions and more questions, the Rishayim learn a different shot in the Gemara that it's a machlaikis between the lady and the husband what type of get was given. The lady, Taka says, that Lainavalti, she did not have Bia, and therefore the get was a get Yivamin. It was a get given before any type of Yivam. However, according to the man who says Ba'alti, he is saying it was not a get Yivamin. He is saying that he gave her the get after he had Bia, after Yivam, And the get is a regular get, a get gomer, that's divorcing an eshes ish. Not like Rashi, who learns that even the husband says he gave her the get as a get yevamin, it was a get before he did bia. According to these Rishainim, he is saying he gave her the get after the bia. And that's the argument, part of the argument between the lady and the Yavam. According to these Rishainim, our Mishnah, the Braisa, makes perfect sense because he is saying that he first did Yibam and afterwards gave her a get. She's a regular married woman who got divorced from the Yavam, and therefore there's no more need for Chalitza. It was a full-fledged Yibam. And everything works out very, very nicely. There is one big question, one shaila on the mahalik of these Rishainim, which the Ridva himself comes to Bavarn. Bishlema, according to the mahalik of Rashi, both the man and the lady agree that this get was not a full-fledged get, it was a get yevamin. They only argue about whether he had bia afterwards. The man says he had bia afterwards, and since midaraisa, that would be a good yibam, so he would have to give her a get for her to be mutares, because after 30 days, we say lo muki inesh anafshe, and we believe him, and she needs a get to go ahead and get married. However, according to the mahalik of these rishainim, why does he have to give her another get? Miman of Shach, if we take each one, the man and the lady's claim separately, both are claiming that there's no issue that she would require another get for. The lady's claiming, Loi Nivalti, he never did Yibam, and he just gave her a get Yivamin, and therefore she still needs Chalitza, but she doesn't need another get. And the man who claims that he did have bia, he claims that he gave her the get afterwards. It's a full-fledged get. And according to the man also, there would be no need for a second get. He already gave her a full-fledged get. So, Miman of Shach, what is the need over here for a second get where both the man and lady, both according to their claims, there is no need for another get to be mater her? Zok the Ritva. The Ritva says a chiddush that we were mitzaref, we combined together each of their claims. Since the man claims that he had bia, so even though he claims that he gave her a get afterwards, she claims that there was no full-fledged get that was given. She claims there was no yibum altogether, but she's claiming the get was not a regular get. So Mamela, with his claim that there was bia, and her claim that there was no regular get, Mamela, it's Shavi Anafsha, and she's going to require another get. And Rabbi Kiveger says that this is very shver. Rabbi Kiveger and Taisvis, Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnayos, he says the Svara is very difficult to understand, because Mamanashach, in each one's claim, she would be muteres. Why should we be mitzarev? Why should we use both claims together to ask her that we require another get? Comes the Chazon Ish and Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet, Eis Ches, and says, it's not so schwer, we find such a thing. And he brings the Gemara in Bava Basra and Dav Vavim and Aleph, that let's say two people are arguing. One person says that he borrowed $100. Reuven says that Shimon borrowed $100. Shimon says, I never borrowed the money. And later, Reuven brings witnesses that he did borrow the money. The halacha is that Shimon has to pay the money. And he cannot say that he paid up the money, because since he said originally that he never borrowed, the Gemara says, Kala Aymer Loi Lavisi, anyone who says he didn't borrow, Ka Aymer Loi Parati Dami, it's as if he said he didn't pay back. Since he claimed he never borrowed, that's like he admitted he never paid back. and therefore he's going to have to pay up this chayv. So what do we see? We see that even though he says he didn't borrow, and according to his claim, he didn't owe the money, but once we believe Reuven, once he has witnesses that the money was borrowed, so it's still, we can still incriminate Shimon from the fact that he said he didn't borrow, that it's an admission like he didn't pay back. So the same thing we could say over here. The husband says, Baalti, he had beer with her, and then gave her a get. And we said that halacha is, after 30 days, the husband is neman with such a claim, that Baalti. She claims that he was not Baal Alaha, that they did not have Yibam. And she also says that there was never a real get. So bottom line, since she's admitting there was no real get here, even though she claims there was no Yibam either, but nonetheless, we could take part of her admission, part of her claim, that there was no get over here. And therefore, she needs another get, because she admitted, she said that the get that was given to her, the first get, was not a kosher get, was just a get Yivamin. So that's the Chazanish's Taina. But then the Chazanish says, it's still Shver. Why? Because the Chazanish says, what does it help to give a second get? Her, according to her claim, this man is not her husband. According to her claim, he never had beer with her, and he's not her husband. So therefore, she's still admitting, she's still saying that the second get also is not a good get. So how can we use the second get to be mater her? This taina, this kash of the Chazanish, l'chaira is very difficult to understand. And I saw in the footnotes of the Ritva from Maaser Rav Kook in Haggah 330, where he says the Chazanish's kash of l'chaira is not shver, because Bishlema, until he gives her the second get. So it's possible that this lady is really Usser. Why? Maybe the get that was given was a get Yevamin, and maybe afterwards there was Bia, not like the husband who said that first there was Yibam, and then afterwards there was a get. So maybe she got that part right, that the get was a get Yevamin, it wasn't a full-fledged get. And Mimela, we could Asar, because of Shavya Nafshe, even though according to his claim, the get was afterwards, and she claims there was no Yibam altogether. However, over here, if the husband gives her a second get, there is no way to say that this lady is Asar. She is saying the second get is not necessary, because she says he never had beer with her. But bottom line, she is receiving, and she admits that she's receiving a second get. So therefore, there's no way that she's not going to be mutares. It's not shayach to say shavi nafshi chaticha desura, because she's saying it's not a get, when there's no possible way for this lady to be usher, because she received the get yevamim before, and now she's receiving another get later. I would just like to point out, as an aside, that l'chora, from the mahalach of these rishonim, it's mashma, it's mevur, that they understood that shavya nafshi chaticha desura is an emanus, not a din of neder, like we mentioned the shaila earlier. Because if we understand that it's a neder, she accepted upon herself an iser, she said that he never did yibam, and she needs chalitza. So that we could say she was makabo on herself. But to say, like the Rishonim are saying, that she's admitting, that she is saying that the get that was given to her was not a good get, was not a get gummer, it was a get yevamin, that she was never makabo on herself, b'tayras iser, because she's saying that there was no makam for a get altogether, because she's saying, lo nevalti. So her kabbalas neder, her kabbalas iser, was only in terms of the fact that she needs chalitza. So chayra, it's only understandable if we learn that shavya nafshe is a din emanis, klapi yourself, not a din, not me din nether.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.